Well, I'm in a crunchy mood, and I'm going to share a couple of stories with you and give you my opinion on another case that's happening. So this is a little bit longer of a daily commentary than you normally have. So sit back and enjoy. I'm reading a story from the Winnipeg Free Press about a new book by a former Canadian police officer by the name of Bruce Day, where he talks about how police officers lie constantly. The book is called Hey Cop, and it's not all fond remembrances and compliments. He says that police officers literally lie about everything internal. The internal system is built on an intricacy of lies. They lie about overtime. They lie about work schedules. They lie about people in custody. He said he used 54 of his police notebooks and 20 diaries to put it all together. I'm asking the author how many notes in his notebooks were lies. Police officers swear an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm not trying to sound like a movie. To protect and serve. How dare this? And I'm going to call him Dipstick, Bruce Day. You know how to find me, Bruce Day, if you don't like what I'm saying. Say this. Am I saying that police officers don't lie? Of course not. Police officers are human. Human beings lie. But police officers also take an oath to tell the truth. And that's what they do. Now, we're going to do more about this book, Hey Cop, later on in the week or next week. But I want to get on to another thing about lying and telling the truth and one-upmanship and all of this, and I'm getting absolutely sick of it. And shame on the media, the way that they're covering it. And it's the search for Kaylee Anthony. We have Texas bounty hunter Leonard Padilla. We have the man who I consider to be the salt of the earth, Tim Miller from Texas Equisearch, battling it out in the media about this search in Blanchard Park for the child. We all heard about the bag that was found that apparently had bones, foot bones and toe bones and finger bones and toys and all sorts of stuff, which turned out to be, according to one report, nothing more than a bag of sticks and mud. And one police officer said, this isn't a crime scene, this is a Leonard Padilla sideshow. I don't give a damn who's there searching for her. It could be Mickey Mouse, it could be Elvis Presley, it could be Richard Nixon, although they're all dead. But somebody needs to find this child. We need to stop pandering to the media. Those that are looking, the media needs to stop covering this case the way that they've been covering it. Let's focus more on the little girl rather than the he said, and the argument about who's going to find the child. Somebody's mugging it up for the camera. Somebody is benefiting. Somebody has benefited financially from this, and I think it's just a dirty, rotten shame. And to see people who say they care fighting about it in the media, I have to wonder, do they really care? Did somebody plant this so-called evidence, this so-called hoax? Call it what you like. Is Leonard Padilla in it for the PR? Why does he call someone who is an amateur who runs around with a video camera and posts his videos up on the internet and tell him about these so-called bones when he didn't call the police and say, first, we have some bones? I don't know if there's bones. I don't know what they found, but there's no bones about this. I'm absolutely sick of how this is going, and the focus needs to be reevaluated. It needs to be relooked at, and Kaylee Anthony needs to be found. A court of competent jurisdiction is what they call it. The justice system will deal with Casey Anthony. Human beings need to deal with finding Kaylee Anthony. Stop the sideshow crap. Get back to work. My name's Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.